I'm finding it difficult to manage my personal finances after starting my own business. The business is growing fast, but I can't afford an accountant. What do I do? Wow, this is obviously a great question for an entrepreneur that's experiencing a lot of growth, that their business is sort of getting outside of the bounds of what they can handle. And so they're trying to figure out, well, I can't afford an accountant, but how do I manage my personal finances? So I'm not sure if they mean their business or they mean their personal finances, but I'll speak to both of them. So first of all, managing your personal finances, I think that's probably one of the hardest things to do as an entrepreneur running a business, because really all the money that you have personally comes from your business, and all of the money that your business is using to move from startup to growth is coming from your personal pocket, usually, right? Mortgaging your house, borrowing money, using your personal credit cards, whatever the case might be. So I think every entrepreneur struggles with how to manage their personal finances and manage their business finances at the same time. And certainly an accountant is important to help you understand that. But I would suggest that before you go looking for an accountant, you want to maybe be a little bit more clear about the help that you need. Is it help paying bills? Is it help collecting money from people that owe you money? Is it running payroll for your staff or for your employees? Is it making sure that you file your taxes on time with the government? Because the better off that you can define what problems you're having, then the easier it is to find a solution. Because what you might end up finding, especially if you are growing really fast, probably means you don't have a lot of time. So when you meet with the people that you think can help you, you have to be able to articulate what help exactly do you need. Because an accountant can cover a lot of bases, and an accountant can also do one thing really well, but maybe not do another thing really well. So if you need a bookkeeper versus maybe a tax accountant versus maybe somebody that can help you cash flow manage a little better, those are all a little bit different. So what do you do, though, if you do, in fact, need an accountant? Well, the first thing you need to do is define the problem that you're having, whether it's in your personal finances or your business finances. Really make a list of all the things that you need help with, and then either farm it out. And I know that there are a lot of good companies that will do the one or two things really, really well, like payroll. There's a lot of payroll companies out there that you can just simply farm your payroll out to. They'll take care of it for you. They'll make it very simple for you to get the hours or the information that they require from your staff in order to be able to pay them, and they can set all of that up for you. If you're looking for someone to manage your bills and collecting from your customers, you might want to look at someone of, you know, something of a part-time bookkeeper that maybe has, you know, maybe a dozen or so or a handful of clients that they're doing this with. None of their clients maybe need full-time help, but maybe they need a couple of hours a week. And so for someone who can put a bunch of those types of businesses together, it ends up becoming a full-time job. So getting a part-time bookkeeper can help as well. So you don't necessarily need to bring someone on staff. And in fact, I'm a big believer that when it comes to the finance end of your business, you probably do want to farm it out to other people that can help you, because technology has made managing the financial end of your business so easy that to bring it in-house when you're growing and you're trying to keep things under control can just simply be a distraction and maybe not be very cost effective. So look for other services, look for other third parties that can help you with the specific needs that you have. But then when it comes to your personal finances, it would be helpful probably to speak with whomever the accountant is that is filing your year-end tax returns, because when they file your year-end tax returns, they can also give you some good advice on how to move money between your personal bank account, your business's bank account. How do you record your personal expenses? How do you take deductions properly? How do you physically, you know, if you're out with your family on the weekend and you use your corporate credit card to pay for gas, how do you then, you know, reimburse yourself for that? Or how do you reimburse the company if it turns out that maybe you shouldn't have been using the corporate credit card for gas? But whomever does your year-end tax return for your business and hopefully for your personal finances, that they'd be the best person to help give you at least some direction on how to manage your personal finance, because that's pretty tricky. I have yet to meet an entrepreneur who really has nailed how to manage their personal finances separate from their business finances. I mean, there's just so much crossover that it can become very difficult to do. And certainly when you're in growth mode, because you can't always take a consistent income, you can't always take a predictable income. And so you're usually taking money, cash, out of the business when the business has it. But then how you do that through a dividend, through a salary, through a management fee, all has pretty big implications to both you and your business. So chat with your accountant and see what they say about how to manage your personal finances and your business finances.